Here in the Vatican on Saturday, the long-awaited document, or motu proprio, on the use of the Tridentine Rite as an accepted form of Eucharistic celebration was released. The document, accompanied by a letter to all bishops, states that the wider availability of the older rite should not detract from the reform of the liturgy begun at the Second Vatican Council. Pope Benedict had already made this motu proprio available to a group of top church leaders here in the Vatican some 10 days ago. Amongst that group was the Archbishop of Westminster and head of the Bishops' Conference of England and Wales, Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor.
I think it was a very positive meeting. There were a number of presidents of conferences there, and I think the Holy Father wanted to present the document and his own understanding about the Tridentine Rite, and how he wished this to be, as it were, implemented and accepted by the bishops of the church. And clearly it has more importance in some countries than in others, parts of Europe and America and one or two in Asia. But for most of the Catholic Church, it's not really a very strong issue, but in some areas and some countries it is. And so we were, the bishops who were there, and cardinals, were able to express any challenges they saw in it, or difficulties that might arise.
Such as, for example?
Well, I think the difficulties that might arise in this is, and I think it's not doesn't pertain to Britain. I think we've had this indult in Britain for the last 35 years. And so the bishops like myself and others, all the other bishops, have been giving permission for the celebration of the Tridentine Rite in the main cities, like London, but elsewhere. And on the whole, I would say the bishops have been generous. The people who are of a traditionalist mode have accepted it. And the bishops have always been concerned to preserve the unity of the diocese, the unity of the church. And I think the only danger, which we wouldn't have experienced in England, if there was a group that wanted this, to express their disagreement with the whole of the teaching of the Second Vatican Council. In other words, saying that there was a real rupture between before and after the Council. Now, certainly in permitting this, this is certainly, the Holy Father, I think, thinks that there are not two rites, it's one rite with two expressions of that rite. So I think it'll be well accepted by the bishops.
Certainly there are those who feel that this is the foot in the door, if you like, and it is an attempt by the more conservative sides of the church to try and push back, if you like, to a pre-Vatican II mentality. Do you agree with that at all?
I think what's the intention of this is really to achieve reconciliation within the church. There are these groups who have a legitimate desire. The old rite was never abrogated. And therefore, I think the Holy Father thinks, and others do as well, that if that's the case, and it is a legitimate tradition of liturgy in the church, then it should be permitted.
There's room for everybody, in other words. You don't see a growing division between what we could call the liberals and the traditionalists in England.
No, I think there are always tensions in different groups within the church. It's been happening since the time, long, long time. I think it's up to the bishop. The bishop is a centre of unity. And within the universal church, the Holy Father is a centre of unity and truth. And therefore, I think that ecclesiology of the Catholic Church, which focuses on the bishop and with his fellow bishops and in communion with Peter, is of crucial importance in every aspect of the church and its mission, and also of its liturgy.
My thanks there to Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor, Archbishop of Westminster and head of the Bishops' Conference of England and Wales.